Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. So happy to have you here. Well, summer is right around the corner. And for many people in our listening area, there's a certain event that really signifies the beginning of the summer season. That would be the opening of the boating season and, of course, the Rideau Canal Corridor. Here to talk with us about it today is the Rideau Canal Operations Manager with Parks Canada, Mark Bruss. Mark, welcome to Lake 88.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
I should say welcome back. You were with us last year talking about this.
I was.
First, a little bit about yourself, sir. How'd you get involved? First off, you're from the area.
I am. Born and raised in the banks of the Rideau Canal, to be exact, near the town of Newborough, Ontario. Farm boy from up that way.
Excellent. And you've been working with Parks Canada for how long, sir?
28 years. Hard to believe.
Wow, 28 years. Amazing. So what have you done over that period of time? I mean, obviously you didn't start as operations manager.
No, I didn't. I started as a summer student at Jones Falls Lock Station, to be honest, in 1996. Spent 4 summers as a student up in the southern sector of the canal, working at Jones Falls and Newborough Lock Stations. Then switched over while I was completing my degree at the University of Ottawa. I got a job as a seasonal operator on the canal, and I spent 3 summers at Burritt's Rapids and another 3 summers here on the Tay Canal at Beverages.
Wow. I mean, it's so neat that you can go and you can have those experiences in 3 very different parts of Eastern Ontario, and the canal's right there.
Absolutely. Very blessed. You know, it's my parents encouraged me to get off the farm when I turned 16, go do something else, try it, quit whining about haying and milking cows, and yeah, joining operations, quite frankly, changed my life. 28 years later, here I am.
Excellent. And it's really interesting because I was talking to you too, like I have this connection with the canal. I grew up in Ottawa and lived downtown for a while, and I used to take walks by the Rideau Canal, and then of course I move out to Smiths Falls and I take walks by the Rideau Canal as well. So it's really interesting. We almost sort of take it for granted that it's there, but to people coming to the region, it is an amazing tourist draw, this UNESCO World Heritage Site.
Oh, you got her. UNESCO World Heritage Site, Canadian Heritage River, National Historic Site, and we've got 24 lock stations stitching together rural Eastern Ontario from Ottawa to Kingston, 49 locks. People come here and are just amazed by what we sometimes take for granted, quite frankly, as you've said. We see the people come, we see the boats, and we're just so lucky to have in our backyards and drive tourism here in this region.
Yeah, for sure. And that's a conversation for another day, talking about the tourism that it does drive around here. Tomorrow is a huge day. It is the opening. We've wrestled you away from Smiths Falls, where you work, to come here and talk about it. The shoulder season opens tomorrow.
It does. So we opening day tomorrow. I always can't help myself with a baseball analogy. It's opening day, opening weekend. We're excited. There's been lots of preparation going into this, get the canal ready. For those who live on the water or recreate on the water, it's been a challenging spring with a couple big rain events in April and May. Our little mini ice storm again definitely caused some challenges with trees. Each of the lock stations is actually its own park, and to get those places ready to welcome land-based visitors but also the boaters has been an endeavor this spring. But we're excited to kick things off tomorrow, get the boats moving. For those in around Smiths Falls, you can already see the boats up in the basin. So it really, we're ready. The staff are excited, and we kick things off at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Yeah, and the sunshine showed up right on schedule. Thanks for organizing that. You were saying the water levels have been a big challenge for you.
They have been. You know, we've been above seasonal levels and flows for much of the spring. We're usually just used to sort of a freshet event, and what freshet is a sort of spring melt of the snow coming into the system and pushing levels up. But after freshet, we've had 2 major rain events in April, almost triple, quite frankly, the normal seasonal rainfall in April throughout the system, which has really caused levels to be high, flows to be high. We've been pushing, as we say, or moving a lot of water through our dam out of the system to get levels back to normal, and that safe navigation flows and levels to start things off tomorrow.
And it's interesting, you mentioned the ice storm earlier. A big difference between this ice storm and the other ones that we've seen, like the smaller ones, like the one that we had, is those ones usually happen in the winter. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't thaw quite as quick, and it goes into the snowpack and then melts slowly to get into the system. This was really getting things quite wet quite quickly.
Well, a day. I mean, it caused a lot of challenge and a lot of damage. I think if you're in the tree service business, you've been awfully busy post that event. We don't have an internal team that deals with those things, so we've been dealing with tree companies and some of our own internal staff to get our sites cleaned up and get them safe and ready for the public. But yeah, you're right. The water came in very fast, and it was a big challenge. And to get levels down to where they need to be and get flows at a safe level for boats to navigate the system has been a challenge. We're going to be there tomorrow. We're pretty excited about that. You can see the smile on my face. I'm excited about that. But yeah, it's an exciting time of year, and we're pumped and ready to go.
And that's what I was going to say. That was my next point. It's like you've met all those challenges. You're ready to go. Things are exciting. What time does it open?
It opens at 9 o'clock tomorrow. So our hours in the spring are important for your listeners to know. Like weekends, sort of Friday to Sunday, including the holiday Monday this weekend, we're open 9 to 7, so nice long hours. During Monday to Thursday in the spring, up until June 19th, we're open from 10 to 4.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about the logistics that go along with this. How much does it cost for someone?
So it depends on what kind of permit the boater would like. We encourage boaters to buy, if they're going to use the system regularly, a season's pass, which is only $9.50 per foot of their vessel. But we have a number of different passes for people to explore the Rideau Canal. So a lock and return, if they just want to go through one lock and back in a day, is just $1 a foot for the vessel. A full one-day pass, unlimited use of the system, is $1.75 per foot. We've got a six-day pass, which is good for any 6 days during the season, so you don't need to use that consecutively. That's $5.50 per foot. So we've got lots of options for people that want to come out and explore the Rideau Canal by boat.
Yeah, for sure. And where do they go to pay it? Can you do this online? Or?
Online, you could buy the permit online, but now that all of our staff are back and the canal is open, it's just easiest to go right to every single one of our lock stations. Our staff sell the permits there.
Perfect. Real easy. And then when it comes to the experience, because there's so many people who may have thought, well, I want to do this, or they have their boat on a lake and they've decided that they're going to take it a little bit further abroad. Maybe you can walk us through what it would be like for a first timer going through one of the lock stations.
Well, this is an excellent time to come out and give it a try. You know, we all have a good understanding here in rural Eastern Ontario what the peak tourism season is, and that's really when the kids get out of school through Labor Day. It's just crazy in our communities up and down the system. So this is a great time to come out. It's a little quieter on the water. So the best way to walk through this is go to the lock station with your boat. You pull up to the blue line, and people are like, what's a blue line? There's a blue painted line. There's a dock at every one of our lock stations. You pull up to the blue painted line, and you stop there. And that indicates to our staff, without even needing to talk to them, hey, I want to go through the lock. So staff will come out. They'll open up the locks and they'll usher you in. And if you're nervous and you want to talk to the staff first, like just to walk through step by step that experience, that's exactly what our team members are there for. So you're fine to disembark your vessel, talk to the staff, get an idea. They'll walk you through before you do it, how it's going to work. Or you just go give it a try. Like I said, pull up to the blue line. We'll open things up. You pull into the lock. They're nice, big, open chambers. And you can tell our staff, this is my first time. I can think of it so many times when I worked a lot. People yelling up, this is my first time. I don't know what to do. As they take their hands off the wheel. It's like, well, first put your hands on the wheel and I'll walk you through the process. And they pull into the lock. They'll grab we've got cables that are down on the walls of every one of our locks, and you just pull up, put your line across it, hold on to it, don't tie that off. The staff will close the gates and they'll bring you up. It's just a big bathtub at the end of the day. It really is. It works the same way. We put the plugs in, we bring the water in from the upper reach, and up you come, or reversely, down you go.
I've watched it happen several times in Ottawa and in Smiths Falls, and it's I don't want to say it's a slow process, but you don't need to worry about water gushing in and stuff like that. It's a very measured pace.
That's a great way to put it. It's measured and controlled, and we keep everyone, safety of the boaters and of the public and our staff, is front of mind for all of our team members, and we control how much water we put in and how fast we put that water in.
Excellent. And people go back year after year, time after time, because it's that pleasant of an experience. And it's I also have heard many people talk about how nice it is to talk to the staff who are there. The staff are knowledgeable, but they're friendly. And, you know, they're just happy to chat.
They are. I mean, our team members are, a lot of the stories similar to mine, I'll be honest with you. They've been born and raised here in Eastern Ontario, and they're proud to work at the Lock Stations. The Lock Station is a bit of extension of them as a person. They're public servants. They take their jobs extremely seriously, but they have a lot of fun, right? You're dealing, for the most part, with visitors who are on vacation or retired people who are just super excited to be out and experiencing these beautiful places.
For sure. Now, you were telling me earlier that traffic was a little bit down last year, and you had a really good reason for that.
Yeah, we were down 7% in 2022, and we do believe two major factors played into that. One, gas prices were at historic levels last summer. Gas on the water was well over $2 per liter. That in 2023, we're not at those levels. So that's an exciting thing headed into this season. And I think that the COVID sort of restrictions in general for different sports and tourism and recreation opportunities opened up to a far greater level in 2022. We were open throughout the pandemic. I mean, there were some restrictions in terms of the use of some of our buildings and washroom facilities, but in terms of the lock stations and the boating experience, that was unaffected. We preserved that. We thought that was very important for Canadians in particular to be able to do something when so many things were closed throughout the pandemic. But last year, people got the chance to do a lot of other things, and they took advantage of that, and that's understandable. But we expect 2023 to be right back to normal, 60,000 plus boats going through the locks, and we're excited to have them.
Absolutely. And another thing too, you mentioned restrictions and so on. There are no restrictions this year.
None. No COVID related restrictions, protocols in place. It's back to business as usual, I think, is a major sense of relief for everybody. All of our facilities are open. No restrictions whatsoever on the Rideau Canal.
Fantastic. Another thing, just in closing here, want people to know that if you want information about the canal in pretty much real time, the Twitter feeds, the Facebook page, excellent sources of information.
Boater info. I mean, we've got a good website. I mean, even to the question you asked earlier, Bob, about the boating experience, there's literature on our website that say boating safely, how to lock through, all those things are available on our website.
Fantastic. I want to thank you so much for coming in, Mark. Really appreciate it. It's been a pleasure to speak with you again. You're welcome anytime here at Lake 88, especially at this time of year, because it means that, you know, the season's coming. When you visit in October, we may not be as happy.
Me neither. Thanks, Bob.
You're very welcome. Our guest today on In Focus, the operations manager with the Rideau Canal, Mark Bress, of course, with Parks Canada. The big days tomorrow. The boats will be going through once again. Boating season begins. May long weekend. Can't wait. Thanks so much for listening. Have a wonderful afternoon.